From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There's a growing problem inside the nation's prisons. Hundreds and perhaps even thousands of inmates have gotten a hold of cell phones. Many spend their evenings chatting away in their cells. It's a problem many prison officials don't want to talk about because more troubling than what the inmates are doing with the cell phones is how they got them in the first place. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
3 weeks ago, Maryland State Senator Ed DeGrange was sitting at his desk when the phone rang. It was an inmate from a nearby prison with a list of complaints, but he wasn't calling from the prison payphone.
He made no secret of it that I'm calling you on my cell phone from my cell.
When you hear that an inmate called your office on a cell phone, what went through your head?
You've got to be kidding me. It's the first thing that comes to mind.
DeGrange had heard that inmates had cell phones.
But never did I suspect that I'd ever be getting a call from one of them. He even went as far as to leave a number.
Last month, a warden in Texas also got a call, this one from the mother of one of his inmates.
The mother actually called the warden and was complaining that her son was getting poor cell phone reception inside the prison.
John Moriarty is the inspector general of the Texas prison system.
You know, that she was paying the bill and that she felt that she should have got good service out of the prison, and the cell phone company assured her that it was within the coverage area. You know, she wanted to know why they were having so much difficulty getting a good cell phone signal out of the prison.
That cell phone was one of more than 300 Texas prison officials have pulled out of inmate cells in the past 3 years. Inspector General Moriarty says it's not just happening in Texas and Maryland.
I've spoken to some of my fellow IGs across the country, and I believe everybody's having a problem with it.
In several criminal cases so far, inmates were using phones to run gangs, put hits out on people, organize drug smuggling operations, and in one case, trade gold bullion on the international markets. Ajori Latalo is serving 30 years for aggravated robbery at the New Jersey State Prison. He says lots of inmates have cell phones. Most use them to talk to family members. Latalo says they're easy to get.
So if you wanted to get a cell phone right now, mm-hmm. What would you do?
I would just have to see somebody. It's simple. It's a simple, you know, process. It's not a big deal getting a cell phone.
Lutalo, speaking from a prison payphone, says all you have to do is pay a one-time fee of $500 to a correctional officer, a corrupt correctional officer.
You have to understand that that is possible due to the levels of corruption among the prison staff. Wasn't for, their corruption, it wouldn't be possible.
Former and current prison officials across the country agree. They say for the most part, prison staff are to blame. Unlike drugs and cash, which can be smuggled in through the mail and inmate visits, it takes someone on the inside to get a phone past the prison metal detectors. New Jersey prison officials wouldn't say how many phones they've confiscated this year, but prison spokesman Matt Schumann acknowledged that cell phones are a significant problem, and they're often tied to correctional officers. Maryland prison officials also declined requests for an interview, but Bill Sondervan, who ran the prison system until 2003, says even 3 years ago, they were finding two or three cell phones a week.
And you found that inmates not only had a cell phone that somebody smuggled into them, but they also had a charger. And when you look at it, you would have to think that probably it's happening more through staff, because staff would have the better opportunity to bring it in.
Sondervan says in most cases, an inmate's family or gang members set up a calling plan, pay the bills, and pay an officer to smuggle the phone in.
It's a huge issue, and it's a complex issue. You know, I had 8,000 employees in 27 prisons, and I couldn't be everywhere. And the way you really do that is through trying to instill in your staff that we're all in this together.
That's one way to keep cell phones out of prisons. Another is to jam all cell phone signals, but officials have found that usually interferes with officers' radios and other critical equipment. So a few prisons in the country are trying something else.
This line says that a phone was detected, Building A, at the time at 1:52 on today's date, and it was a specific length of time.
Terry Bittner and Min Liu, two technology experts, are staring at a computer screen at their corporate offices in Columbia, Maryland. A little green circle is flashing on a computer blueprint of their office complex.
This green circle down on the bottom, there's somebody in one of those cubicles using a cell phone?
Exactly. So does that suggest that he's not doing his job and that he or she is perhaps making a personal phone call?
Lou and Bittner work for Edo Corporation. It does mostly classified work for the Defense Department and intelligence agencies. But 4 years ago, the Federal Bureau of Prisons asked if Edo had anything that could detect cell phones. They spent the last 3 years building a system that would work in a prison, using their offices as a test site. Min Lu points to a little black box hanging on the wall.
What is that thing doing right now?
Right now, it's scanning the radio frequencies, and it's looking for cell phone transmissions.
In a prison, when the black box detects a cell signal, it'll send an alert to the security chief. Next month, they officially launch the system in their first prison, though they're not allowed to say which one. But they did try a few test runs in several prisons over the past year. Terry Bittner was shocked by what they found, even in places with the highest security.
The maximum security section looked like a telemarketing center. There were so many calls going on, and we could follow, you would see as the rates went down at night, the number of calls would jump up. On the free weekends, the calls would go up. So it was pretty unbelievable. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Edo's system is one of only two that are commercially available, and the systems can cost several $100,000 per prison. But as cell phones get smaller and harder to trace, prison officials may have few other options. And if Texas is any guide, there may soon be an even bigger problem. Officials there are on the lookout for a BlackBerry. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.